Ladies and gentlemen, from Velbrig and Lamont, welcome to the Sod Show.
Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to the Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Do you know the way all the best podcasts and radio shows have show titles? Well, this show's title must be AC Jedward DC. You'll find out more about it as the show continues. Hello and welcome. This is The Sod Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Good afternoon to you. It's Brian, Peter and David with you for the next half hour. All things gardening. Yes, indeed. Gardening, little bit of music, and we'll stick to that. Coming up on today's show, a wonderful interview recorded with Peter Donegan. He is talking to children, and it's almost not as much about the gardening, but about children and their views. You've got to listen, because these kids are so bloody clever. That's coming up in a couple of moments' time. First, our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, www.greensacks.ie. Couple of announcements to get through before we start. And Fingal County Council tell us that they're having an open afternoon at Turvey Allotments, Saturday the 17th of August, 2 to 5pm. Everybody's welcome. You get a guided tour, there'll be some falconry on display, there's a kids' owls club and lots more. That's at Turvey Allotments, and I'll go to a Google map for that, and that's on Turvey Avenue between Donabate Village and the R132. The old N1, the R132, their Turvey Allotments, 17th of August. Also, as we mentioned last week, but it's coming up this weekend, Dublin 5 Horticultural Society Flower Show, 17th and 18th of August in Chanel College, Coolock, 3 to 6pm on Saturday and 2 to 5pm on Sunday. Admission is free, and Dublin 5 Horticultural Society are celebrating their 60th anniversary. Do get along. Chanel College, Coolock, Dublin 5, Coolock Village, just there near, you know, the Ulster Bank where the sheaf of wheat was, just in around there. You can't miss it. You'll see the cars. And now, our interview of the week. Just before we do, there is a backstory to this interview. Many a famous person has come out in recent times saying that children should be more involved in gardening and the outdoors and horticulture. Monty Don, the Royal Horticultural Society, James Wong, Helen Mirren and Alan Tishmarsh himself. Alan Tishmarsh said, "Where are the young gardeners?" Tishmarsh fears for the future because of the lack of interest in horticulture. Young people obsess about celebs and gadgets, not the outdoors. Events like the Chelsea Flower Show could become a wistful memory. So Peter Donegan took his microphone to an allotment and talked to some children who've got their own strong views on children and gardening.
Jake's the eat, the teach, the word.
And what's your name?
Owen.
And why are you in Balbriggan?
Because I live here.
And what are you doing in the allotment zone?
Well, there's a party here.
Oh, yeah. What's the party for?
Well, it's the pig cakes are there. The pig cakes are all gone.
Okay. I hear there are big pigs in the allotments.
Yeah, they're over there.
Are they nice?
Yes.
Have you ever seen pigs before?
Yes.
When did you last see pigs?
In a farm.
I feel a little bit silly now, Owen. What happened today, apart from getting lots of cake? Did you get lots of cake?
Yes.
Who made it?
My mammy.
Was it nice?
Yes.
Are you just saying that?
Yes.
Do you think you're going to like coming here and working in the gardens and working in the allotments? Do you think you're going to enjoy it? Are you going to have fun?
Yes.
Are you only saying that?
Yes.
Excellent. Owen, it's good to talk to you. Do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Goodbye.
Owen, I've been asked to ask you, what did you find in the muck?
That was wriggly worms.
Did you hold them in your hand?
Yes.
Is that not a bit odd of a feeling when something's wriggling around in your hand? A lot of girls wouldn't like that.
They won't.
But boys do, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What's your name?
Emer O'Connor.
And how come you're here, Emer? You're all very shy. What's your name?
Ashley.
You're very quiet. Is it because you're eating cake? I just got a nod at the head.
Jake's the eat, the teach, the word.
I'm talking to a taller girl. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, what's it like being in an allotment? Do you strike me as a... Are you a Justin Bieber fan? Is that wrong?
That is very wrong.
Are you a Jedward fan?
No, not really.
Who do you like in music?
Lawson, AC/DC and real rock bands, really.
Holy God. there's always one. There is always one. I was that one. I'm a little bit older now. What's it like for a girl? Do I call you a teenager? Is that what I call you?
Yes.
Okay. So do you not have like other stuff that you could be doing? Like your friends are giggling in the background.
Yeah, I could be doing them, but it's a break from all the stress of exams and a break from all the drama that's going on between everyone else. It's a relaxing thing.
Do you think there are moms and dads who think that, inverted commas, children should be gardening and should be in the great outdoors?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing now, because kids don't really know how to plant and be out anymore, so that's very stupid. I think they should be out.
Do you like being out? Are you very different from all of the other people who you would know who don't like being out? Like, are you a smaller percentage or are you the minority?
I'd say I'd be the smaller percentage. I like being out here and I like getting down and learning about how acidic the dirt is and stuff like that, so that's interesting.
There are a lot of famous people in the United Kingdom at this moment in time, and they are saying that, they are saying that people should encourage children. I say children. They say children. To get out into the garden and to get out into the allotments and to get out into the flowers. What do you think of adults who say that? And do you think they'll ever figure out how to get, inverted commas, children out into the garden?
I think it's a good idea, but I don't think adults understand children and outdoors. We don't. It's something we've grown up with. We've grown up in cities and built up areas, so there hasn't been allotments. And it's a dying breed of children going out and doing it. But if they can make it entertaining and make it fun, then yeah, they could get it out. But they've no idea how hard it is.
Somewhere in between all of this, I have a picture in my head of some government minister in the UK or in Ireland coming up with a list of rules that will get children into the great outdoors or into the garden. Do you think you like those rules?
No, because from the age of about 11 onwards, you rebel against rules. That's what you do. It's something you have to do. You're constantly pushing the boundaries. So if they put rules on being out and having to spend a certain amount of hours out in the outdoors, it's not going to work, because it's not, they see it as more of a chore. But if you can get them to see it as optional or something that everyone's doing, it'll be easier. And that's just, yeah.
Okay, pop quiz round. Do you know who the RHS are?
No.
Do you know who Alan Titchmarsh is?
No.
Do you know who Monty Don is?
No.
Would you know any famous gardeners?
No.
I'll ask you that again. Would you know any famous gardeners?
Peter Dunnigan.
Who the man? There's a five. Yeah, well done. Okay. If your teachers brought in a list of rules and said, listen, you have to go out and we are going to spend this amount of time gardening every single week, do you think it's something that you would enjoy, or would it change it into a chore?
Well, as being in secondary school, I do biology, but I'd say it would be very educational when it comes to certain subjects like geography and biology and actually chemistry as well, because we use a lot of them. But if school started doing it, you'd just be like, no, I'm not doing it for you. But if it was something your parents like, I'll give you tenner if you spend 8 hours out in the garden every day. You would do it.
Is there a bit where they're still giggling, but that's allowed. That's what girls do. Sorry about that. You're not a girl. They are. Is there a bit in between this where I'm guessing the reason you're here is because your parents didn't force you to do gardening, didn't make it mandatory for you to do gardening, the schools didn't make you do gardening, nobody said you had to, but it was there should you maybe like to go and do it?
Yeah, I love going to do it because it's a great achievement when you see, oh, I planted that. That's coming up. I'm going to be able to make jam out of my raspberries next summer or whenever they're coming up. And it's like passing a test. You show your parents you have the maturity to come out and do it on your own. And you don't need to have laws enforced. You can prove actually most governments wrong, which is a great thing.
Can I ask what age you are?
I'm 13.
How many Justin Bieber fans might be in your class?
I'm a class of 19, I'd say 17.
Okay, so you being an AC/DC fan pretty much puts you a little bit on the fringes where I would have sat growing up as a child.
Yeah, it's kind of like you'd walk in singing Nirvana and AC/DC and they'd come in singing One Direction and Justin Bieber and you're kind of just like, we're too different.
Don't.
Get along, but it's very hard to be accepted. That's the main thing, I think.
How do you think the rest of the school, your class or your school would react if rules and regulations or mandatory times to be spent in the great outdoors were brought into their classroom?
I can see them using some very strong adult language, telling our principal where to go. But they do it because their parents would tell them to do it. But it's not going to be up to standard. They're going to do it sloppily and it's not going to be very well done at all.
Is it fair to say that it wouldn't be from the heart?
Exactly, yeah.
Are there subjects in class that you do? And I always remember saying this, that when I was younger, we used to have one teacher who used to tell us to close our eyes and she would read a poem and we would be allowed to make our own interpretation of it. And we had another teacher who used to tell us what the poet was thinking when the poem was written and to rewrite that in an exam and we would pass. Do you have teachers like that in school?
Not as much. We have some teachers who would give you hints. They'd be kind of like, oh yes, study that. And they'd make sure that you knew, but they wouldn't exactly write out like, oh, here's people in history from a monk in 1790s Ireland, because we see that as cheating. Even the students see that as cheating because it's not something you've come up with. It's something someone else who has passed their exams have come up with. So you wouldn't do it.
You've got friends over there who are giggling. Are they a little bit childish?
Yeah.
what kind of music do they like?
I'm going to say One Direction and Jedward. Yeah.
Is that you slagging them?
No, I'd say that's genuine.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
No problem. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. J to the E to
the D to the word. Luke, you live in Balbriggan?
Yeah.
What age are you?
I'm 11.
You're down at the allotments. Do you like being down here?
Yes, I do like being down here. It's a calm, peaceful place.
Are most lads your age not playing on PlayStations and Xboxes and doing all that
most
kind of stuff?
My age are, yeah, most of them are on PlayStations and Xboxes.
Do you not have them?
I have PlayStation. I don't have an Xbox, but I might be getting one soon.
How different is it, and why would you be encouraged to come down to the allotments instead of sitting at home where it's nice and dry?
I like coming down here because you get away from a busy, fussy life and you just get to come out into the wild, open.
If I said to you that you had to spend an hour every day during school time and I'm the principal of your school or I'm your teacher, would you like to be doing that if I made you do it?
Yeah, I would.
Do you think most lads in your class would like that as well?
Some I'd say, but not all of them.
What do you think would be the nice or best way to encourage young people or gentlemen your own age to get out into the garden?
Well, to make it exciting, really. But I have no idea on how to make it exciting, but I think you to get them out to do it, you'd have to try and make it exciting for them.
Do you know who Simon Coveney is?
No.
Do you know who Alan Titchmarsh is?
No.
Do you know who Monty Don is?
No.
Do you know any famous gardeners?
No, not really now.
Do you know what IOH stands for?
No.
Do you know what RHS stands for?
I can't remember, but I think I know what it is.
Would you like to become a member of the Royal Horticultural Society?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'd like to do something else besides gardening. Gardening is something I like to do when I'm away. Out of the house, like.
What kind of things have you grown before?
Well, I grew carrots and potatoes before. I didn't really like the potatoes at our old allotment, but I think because they weren't really well looked after, but I think this year's potatoes will be a lot better.
If I was to give you a big bag of money and tell you to go and spend it on gardening things, what would you buy?
I'd probably buy spade forks and plant seeds and fencing and wiring for all around, like, say, new allotments.
And what's the most exciting thing about being in an allotment?
Well, finding that your plants actually grew.
Okay. If the government, do you know who Enda Kenny is, just as by the way?
Yeah.
If he brought in a list of rules that said this is what we should do for young people, gentlemen like yourself, yeah, to encourage you to garden, do you think they would be good rules?
They might. Some might be good, some might be bad, but they might be good.
What do you think of the giggling girls?
They're quite annoying.
Luke, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
See ya.
And what's your name?
Shona.
Shona, what age are you? Can I ask you that?
I'm 10.
You're into gardening, is that fair?
Yeah, I like gardening.
How much or how many times per week would you garden?
Well, I come down every day with my dad and, like, we just fix the polytunnel and water all the things.
Do you do all of the things that your mum and dad ask you to do when you're supposed to do them on time?
Sometimes I don't, and I pretend that I didn't hear them because I don't want to do it. But sometimes I do it.
If your teacher writes out a list of rules and regulations, do you always follow them?
No.
What kind of music do you like?
I like all music. I think I like the complete opposite of my brother. I think that's just why.
What's your brother like?
He likes, like, metal, so I like the complete opposite of that.
Who's your favourite band?
I like The Script.
Okay. And who's your favourite girl singer?
Taylor Swift.
Okay. What made you get into gardening? I mean, it seems to be your dad was the one who encouraged you to go down. What made you not turn around and go, Dad, I don't want to go down there anymore?
Well, sometimes I would do that, but, like, sometimes I like going down because, like, it's like fresh air and, like, away from school and, like, just sitting around on the couch doing nothing.
Are there a lot of your friends who wouldn't come near an allotment or soil or dirt or muck or plants?
Yeah.
How many girls in your class?
Quite a lot of them.
How many people in your class? Would there be 30?
I think there's 17 or something, but we're mixed in with another class.
So how many out of the 17 would like gardening?
I say about 5.
Do you know why they don't like gardening?
No, not really. I don't know. Because I think it's kind of fun to do some gardening.
Why don't they like it, though?
I don't know.
What do you think would make them like it?
Maybe if, like, I don't know, because I love just, like, planting something and, like, seeing that it grew. And you can be, like, real proud of it then.
Do you think adults, and I don't mean, like, your mom and dad, but do you think, like, adults, like politicians and people who are on the news and and some school teachers and other grown-ups. Is that what you call them, grown-ups?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think they know what girls like?
Maybe some of them do, but I don't know if all of them do.
Do you think they understand you?
Maybe some of them, but I don't think all of them would. I don't think all of them would understand every little girl that's there. Like,
Do I call you a girl? Is that what I call you?
Yeah.
Okay. If I was to write out a list of rules and regulations to say that you should go gardening X amount of times per week, do you think the other girls in your class would like gardening because of that?
Probably not. I think they'd go if you asked them really nicely and said that you could go on a shopping spree after it.
And would they buy clothes and makeup and other music stuff and stuff like that?
Yeah, and then me and my friends would just sit around playing with muck. We wouldn't mind. We'd there getting dirty and they're like wearing fancy dresses.
Do you like classical music?
No, I think it's a bit boring.
Or do you know who Alan Titchmarsh is?
No.
Do you know who Monty Don is?
No.
Do you think gardeners should wear braces and cords and woolly jumpers and have woolly hair?
No. No.
Do you watch gardening on television?
No.
Have you ever?
Yeah, I have. I don't really want to.
Okay. Why not?
Because I think, like, everyone has their own way of gardening. So I think, like, watching something on TV would just be his way or her way of doing it, when everyone has their own way of doing it.
Yeah.
So, like, you could do it your own way and it might turn out better than the one on TV, but it might turn out worse, but you can just learn from it.
Monty Don and Alan Titchmarsh are two gardeners very famous in London and England, and they were saying quite recently that young people should garden more. I don't know whether they refer to me or to you. And also, I think some of the societies, the Royal Horticultural Society and maybe the Institute of Horticulture, said that young people should garden more. How do you think they're going to do that?
I don't know. But I think young people kind of should garden more, because I think it's a fun thing to do and you can be proud of it, because not a lot of people do it anymore.
Are there boring bits to gardening?
Yeah, like weeding and stuff and tidying up when you make a mess of stuff. But other bits are cool.
Do you like the bits that you do with your dad, and are other gardeners boring?
Well, some gardeners are boring, but my dad's not boring. My dad's not boring at all.
Does he make it fun?
Yeah.
How does he do that?
I don't know. He just messes around and all and gets his foot stuck in mud and falls over and makes a mess of everything. I think that's what makes it fun, when you, like, don't do things right, but it works out anyway.
My dad fell over once and I thought that was very funny.
Yeah. My dad got his foot stuck in a big hole of mud and then the sole of his boot fell off.
Did he have wet socks?
Yes. He was walking around saying, ew. I was just laughing.
Did your mom give out to him?
My mom wasn't there.
Oh. Did he get away with it then?
No, because he rang my mom and told her to bring down a clean pair of socks for him. And then when she got back down, she was like, what did you do?
Will you get into trouble for saying that to me?
Yes, probably would.
Okay. Oh, God, I have to ask you this. Your favourite garden radio show?
I don't know.
I'll try that again. Your favourite garden radio show?
The Sod Show.
And your favourite gardener is, of course,
Peter Donegan.
Peter Donegan.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. J to the E
to the T to the word. Absolutely fascinating. Politicians, TV executives, companies, forget your polling and your market research and your studies. Get yourself a microphone and talk to young people, because they're cleverer than we give them credit for. Absolutely amazing. Peter Donegan interviewing the children at the allotment in Balbriggan. Speaking of allotments, just before we go, a reminder that Fingal County Council tell us Turvey allotments open afternoon. That's August 17th And that's from 3 to 5. Was it from 3 to 5? Check the notes, Brian. Check the notes. It was from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's Turvial Upments Guided Tour, Falconry Display, Kids L Club and more. And the Dublin 5 Horticultural Society Flower Show is on the 17th and 18th of August in Schnell College. And that's 3 to 6 on Saturday, 2 to 5 on Sunday. That's Schnell College, Coolock Village, Dublin 5 Horticultural Society. Something to do this weekend. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Production by David Corscadden and Peter Donegan. I'm Brian Green, who puts all the pieces together and comes and talks to you each week on The Sod Show. Thanks for listening. If you have anything for us, at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, and sodshow.com has all the back catalogue of shows if you want to listen back to way back when. Talk to you next week. Take care. This has been the AC Jedward DC Show. Let's go out with a song. Bye.
The word. Won't tell you a story about a woman I know. I come loving. Steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty. Ain't exactly small. 4239 56. You can say she got it all.